may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh yeah, fuck yeah.
I'm here with
Fana, Chad, Maddie J, Missy, and Jessica. And Hannah and I just went on an adventure.
Best ever?
Yeah. We brought our kayaks to Kennett Square, and then we kayaked to Delaware, and then we walked to Buckley's Tavern, and then it was too far, and then these kids smoking weed in the truck driving down the street said, where are you guys going? Because they recognized me. I said, hopefully we're going to Buckley's Tavern. It was like 10 miles further than we thought.
Was it good weed?
Hannah did it.
Hannah, you smoke weed with him?
Yeah.
Was it good weed?
It was decent. It was an L. What do you call an L?
An L.
Yo, man, you want to smoke an L?
I'm trying to smoke this L, right. Yo.
Some hip-hop kids. Some, like, rich hip-hop kids.
All right.
Jessica's trying to French Villavallo.
I know.
You had your moment.
You threw it away.
It's never going to happen.
With an attitude like that.
I know. Pussy.
If he's single and you had a good 8-minute conversation with him, all you needed to do was French kiss him.
Full
but
on.
You lost your moment.
Well, maybe the moment will happen again.
Maybe, but...
Maybe it's an easy setup for a failure, right?
No, that's
It will happen. It will happen.
Well, I'd say go for it.
Well, what if he's not into me?
Who cares? You already
what, are you scared?
No.
He's not going to be mad about you Frenching him.
Why didn't you do it the first time, then?
No, you little pussy.
Because I want to make out.
Like, you don't ask,
you just do.
When have you ever asked that?
How old are you, 21?
What would you do if you turned around in the back seat and were just like, oh, all right.
Fuck yeah.
He would say fuck yeah.
No, you guys were in the front seat.
Me? I'd be stoked.
Oh.
What if he wanted to do more than just kiss? Would you be all right with that, Mr.?
Yeah, would you guys have went inside and would I be okay with
We would have acted like we were driving, but we'd be peeking in the rearview mirror.
Too.
All
right,
I wouldn't
care.
See? It didn't happen. Maybe it'll happen next time.
Maybe.
It will happen next time.
Yeah, no maybe.
You gonna fly him in?
That's a setup word for failure, just like try.
Fly.
Just like that dude. Yo, man, I'm trying to open up a place just like you. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. Well, if you fucking try all day, you're getting nowhere.
Just do it.
Just do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
just like how we kayaked to Delaware.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Where was the main plan? You got in the kayaks and you figured, let's...
We would go until we got to there, and then we'd get out and walk till the next place.
Yeah, and we had no phone, and we didn't know where we were going. We were just like,
awesome.
Who cares?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, what are you going to do, take your phones on a kayak? That's ridiculous.
Well, this is my 10th phone that I've lost. I don't have one at the moment. And I kind of like it that way, but I should probably get another one pretty soon.
You have an iPhone in a box here, I hear.
Where is it?
Missy?
It's in your office.
Room.
It's in your editing room.
Well, why didn't you give it to me so I could turn it on?
Because you said you didn't want an iPhone.
Well, I'll take anything I can get at this point. I'll take a Nokia 5160.
You also said you enjoyed not having a cell phone.
But when 10 days goes by, now all of a sudden want one.
Yeah, I have to admit it. I like not having a phone, too.
We can hook that phone up as soon as this radio show's over. You can do it online. You don't have to go to a store.
He doesn't have singular, though.
You're fucked.
No, you don't need it. There's a crack for him.
Online, maybe?
Chad,
yeah.
Listen to this. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I take the Lambo with Fana into town because we had to look at the bar because I haven't seen it in 10 days. And this kid drives by. He's like, gives me the finger. And he's like, fucking faggot. I get him at the next red light. And I'm like, I'm a faggot. Why am I a faggot? He's like, huh? I'm like, what? What have you done?
Yeah.
He's like, well, what have you done? I'm like, enough for you to notice me behind you. And then he goes, well... At least I don't go to the dorm room and have threesomes and then get beat up and then kicked out.
Huh?
I went to the dorm room about 2 months ago because some drunk dude brought me there. I had 3 beers and I told this blonde girl that she was a drunk idiot. And G filmed it all. Hannah was there and so was Novak. the story escalates to frat boys that I was there having a threesome, got beat up and thrown out.
Trying to get girls naked.
How? Trying. And if I'm trying to get girls naked, where's the faggot part come in?
Who cares? Getting beat up after a threesome sounds fine.
Yeah, but what does this dude care so much? Why, like, he cared enough to give me the finger and say faggot.
Yeah.
He's a faggot.
Because that blonde girl that you told off is probably his girlfriend.
Well, she sucks just as bad as he does.
No shit.
And you know what? And you know what?
Good point.
I told this dude off, and then he peeled away. I bet he's in the dorm room now saying, like, oh, Bam came up, he tried to dog me, I spit on him, and then his buddy in the passenger seat was scared shitless. He probably shit his pants.
Yeah. He shit in the Lambo. I made a dude man. Shit in the Lambo.
Oh, man, I told Bam off, and then I spit right in his fucking face, and then his buddy in the passenger seat probably shit his pants.
His bodyguard?
That's the story that it got escalated to, I'll bet.
Was he from Jersey?
He goes to this college.
He's some barely college student kid.
Is
doing
he
get, nothing.
He ain't having threesomes, though.
No.
Just getting beat up.
He's driving around town with his buddy in a car.
And then they made a right and then another right, which means that they're going nowhere.
Yeah, they're just turning around. They're just trying to get away.
They're just driving around town doing absolutely nothing. If they have to make a right on Neal Street and then another right in an alley, that means that they're driving in circles.
He probably wanted to come back for a photo.
What a faggot.
Seriously.
Uh-huh.
College makes kids gay, too.
Well, college, all you do is... You learn how to do something, and they're frustrated that they're 24 years old and they've done nothing.
Or still figuring out what it is they want to do.
They probably don't know what they want to do. Because who... Okay, being a doctor makes a lot of money, so does being an attorney, but do you really want to be in a courtroom all day or in a hospital? You make great money, but who wants to be in a hospital all day?
I thought about being a lawyer.
Yeah, but then you have to show up to court and all this, and you have to be on point when you don't need to, when you don't want to be.
Yeah, you have to be on point a lot of times too. You know,
I need to be shitbag wasted whenever I want, and the more shitbag wasted I am, the more people put on YouTube how drunk I am. Cool, get more hits.
Hits.
Ooh, you stole that from me.
What are you drinking?
I didn't. Well, you're drinking Framboise right in front of you.
Yeah, but then I had a Busch beer as well.
Where's Novak this week?
There's a cold one right here.
Well, bring it on.
Here it is.
He's in Baltimore.
Well, you got Missy next to you. Last time we were on the air, she wasn't here. Got any apologies?
I kicked her out of the house.
You did not kick me out of the house. I left. You didn't even notice I was gone for 2 days. How is that kicking me out?
Say you're sorry.
She should be sorry.
Okay, everybody in Radio Land, this is what happened. Bam was drunk. Big surprise. I was tired of it. Big surprise. So I left, and I went and stayed with my girlfriend who just had a baby, and I helped her. And then when Bam sobered up, he realized his mistakes, and now we're
fine. No. You tried to come back, and I wouldn't let you for 2 days.
You are so full of shit.
Then I made you get a job. Why do you have a job, then?
You didn't make me get a job.
Oh, baloney.
Don't say that. That makes you seem like more of an asshole than you really are. You didn't make me get that job. Come on, look at me.
You wanted to get the job, but I said you need to do something on your own.
But you never specified what. You didn't say get a job.
Well, you said you like flowers, so I go to, I'm not going to say where you work, but...
He's lying, everyone. And marriage.
If I'm lying, then walk out.
Give me a kiss.
See? I win.
Aww.
Stop it.
She said, give me a kiss.
Stop.
That means that she wanted to end it because I won.
You guys made up and it's all good.
So
stop.
Obvious. So obvious to Radioland and Ivyland right next to New Hope.
That's where Maddie J's from.
Ivyland?
Ivyland?
Mm-hmm. Is it the shit?
That was CKY's one of their first shows.
Skate park. Get a mic if you
Maddie
want.
Maddie J booked that show.
That was a fun show. Man, that was... I remember everything.
What happened Thursday night?
What day is today?
We thought you remember that. Thursday night, you were over at my house.
I remember.
For the barbecue?
I spent the night, I ate a bunch of hot dogs.
That's what you remember?
He ate a raw hot dog.
Yeah,
they were cooked.
No, I ate a raw hamburger.
They're pre-cooked.
Well, then you ate a raw one of each.
Why? Did I do something stupid?
Come on. Do you remember pulling your dick out, you and Novak, pissing towards traffic on 202, then trying to go into the liquor store, you got thrown out the liquor store.
Yeah, and Missy didn't even have anything to drink, and I went in and filmed it, and the guy was like, I'm not serving you, so quit wasting your time. I'm like, but Missy's sober. They're like, we don't care. She's with you guys. And I'm like, and then I point the camera at him. He's like, point that camera at me, I'll break it out of your fucking hand. I'm like, ooh, that's a threat. I hope you do it.
Did you watch that?
I have it. It's the kind of camera where you have to put in a computer to watch. And
the story of my life. I got thrown out and not served because I was with you and Novak. Like, that
entertainment
sums it all up.
Entertainment, bub.
Yeah.
That town, the cops would have been.
Ended up drinking.
Go date some guy with an alligator shirt. I bet you'd be bored to tears.
I don't like alligator shirts.
Pair of khakis.
What song was he bumping to? Today.
Party like a rock star. Party, yeah. What? What? Spill your guts. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Because you're scared.
Spill them.
Spill
I'm
them.
I'm not going to embarrass you.
Ooh. I hope you do.
I don't want to.
I beg of you.
Spill them.
I don't
them.
Want to.
Beg of you.
Is that your new, that's your new phrase. I beg of you. Everything is, I beg of you. Who, where'd you learn that?
I beg bust of on
you.
Me.
I'm not busting on
I
you.
I beg of you. You got big ears.
I beg of you.
You got mouse ears, and
I
you have to
not.
Cover them up with your pretty hair.
I do not have big ears. Whoa.
It's your pretty hair.
Well, I busted
well,
on you.
You wear Danny Bonaduce boots because you're short.
Right. And I have Napoleon's disorder.
Yeah. Syndrome. You do.
Disorder.
Yes, he's Italian. He has little man syndrome.
Little
true.
Man Italian syndrome.
I admit it.
Aw, my
yeah,
ears are not
I got
fit.
These boots that make me an inch taller. I'm stoked on it.
An inch.
I'm stoked on it.
Yeah. It's a 1 inch more of confidence.
It's weird because you're not even short. That's the funniest part. I mean, you're not tall, but you're not short.
Yeah, but when I was 12 and I was skating, I wished that I'd be short so I would stand out in the skateboard world, and then I regretted it when I turned 16.
So you're wishing, you think your so wish kept you short?
Yeah, I think, dude, making wishes are true.
Makes sense, Jess is a fucking monster.
Yeah, didn't you say you got mad because Jess is taller, that he must have got more milk, like he must have drank more milk or something?
He drank all the milk.
Phil must have came harder on that one.
Oh, bam!
What, dude? Serious radio, you can say whatever
does
you
that,
want.
Does that make a difference in the kid, like if you have like a real powerful cum, or like some
like
week
like
drip?
Like a week Novak cum?
Like, what if, like, a weak drip just, like, kind of snuck in? Like,
yeah.
Is that going to be a pussy kid? Or?
Then you're doomed. Then you better hope it's a girl.
A pussy kid.
Then you better hope it's a girl.
What if it's, like, worse than that? Like,
well, then he's
a
gonna,
pussy guy.
Then he's going to suck at soccer and shit.
Well, what if, I mean, like, a fucking good, powerful cum would make, like, a tough motherfucker, right? I mean, that's what
like
I'm saying.
Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Like Arnie Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Arnie.
I'm telling
Arnie
you.
Arnie came from a powerful cum, huh?
Yeah. We just had Din Din with Luke Wilson last night.
Oh, yeah, I didn't go. How
did,
was it?
Did he kill himself?
That's Owen.
Yeah. No. No, it isn't. That's, Owen, no, Owen. Oh, Luke Wilson's the brown-haired guy.
Yeah, but Owen is coming to Westchester in 2 weeks from now, and Luke is leaving in, like, a few days. Why is everybody filming in Westchester?
Because it's the shit.
Well,
M. Night Shyamalan, that's why.
Shyamalan.
He films in Newtown.
Not M. Night Shyamalan. This is my town.
Yeah, this is not M. Night's town. This is my town. I'm out at the bars every night.
Every night. I'm out at the bars every night.
Yeah, man, I'm at the fucking bars every night.
We kayak in the creek, and then we went to the boars every night.
We kayak down the fucking creek, and man, you guys are stupid morons going down that dumb creek, man. That's so shallow. Oh, dude, we had to get out every second and walk.
We did nothing but ride rocks today.
Yeah. Anybody who would have saw us been like, you guys are idiots.
That's why I didn't go with you, because I knew it was going to be like that.
Oh, you'd loved it.
No, she would have hated it.
Yeah, but dude, we saw the prettiest shit in the world.
And plus, we probably burned 1,000 calories. Ooh, how much
damn.
Did you burn?
Were you drinking?
No.
No.
No shit.
We didn't drink until we got to the bar at, like, about an hour or two.
Then we did
ago.
2-3 shots of Jameson and then 3 vodka and iced teas.
Wow.
Then we
yeah,
got picked up.
Yeah, now I'm here drinking a Flamboyzy and a Busch beer.
So, you got a Nikki Sixx song you want to play? You've been playing that all week.
No, I played Pray For Me, but this whole album is about the Heroin Diaries book, and this song is full-blown about heroin, and it's a lot more interesting than the shitty song that you wrote sober. Not you, people what? Listening.
Oh, so it's by Nikki Sixx. It's a new album.
Yeah.
Just Nikki Sixx.
It's called 6 a.m.
Yeah, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
Does he sing and play on it?
Yeah.
Does he do everything on it?
No, he has two other bandmates.
He wrote all the Motley Crue songs, pretty much, like
yeah,
most
yeah, yeah.
of them. So I can imagine, you know, but why didn't he have any sung before? Is probably pretty bad of a voice, not that good.
Well, it sounds good, and when he goes, she speaks to me in Persian, that's not a she. It's herring. Now let's hear it.
Herring the fish.
Herring the fish.
It's gold herring.
Radio Bam, Shoes 28 Facts, and Nikki 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She speaks to me in Persian, tells me that she loves me, a girl with golden eyes. And though I hardly know her, I let her in my veins, I trust her with my life. I wish I'd never kissed her, cause I just can't resist her.
We found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Facts in 28.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I am.
Fuck, yeah.
I got Miss Junk the other day.
Yeah?
Yes, yes, yes.
Fucker?
Yes, you did.
Probably.
Missy, did you let him touch you?
When we were drunk, we didn't do a whole lot of touching, but later that night.
Yeah.
I told her she was boring and she forgot how to dress sexy. And then she dressed sexy and then became non-boring.
Buffed.
Do you hear that uncomfortable silence? Everyone in the room's thinking the same thing.
It's called truth.
You're a dick.
I know I'm a dick, but I tell the truth.
Can't argue that.
I think she looks beautiful right now.
Because I had a talk with her.
I have on jeans and a t-shirt.
Yeah, but sexy jeans, and they're new.
Mm. They're not new.
You would get all bent out of
shit. Oh, shut up. No, just talk about me being drunk.
No. All right, fine.
Yeah, let's do the drunk talk. It's more
okay,
fun.
So I got drunk on Friday.
Nice work. That's been a long time.
For the first time in probably like 8 months.
And I was dizzy, and I saw two.
I saw two of everything.
Yeah.
Why is it the first time you're a designated driver most of the time?
Permanent babysitter.
I was married to my mom. She was like, tell me what to do and how to like live my life.
And
I'm like,
I was married
you know
to a 5-year-old.
You're more annoying with you being around than I'd rather hang out with my buddies.
You're a baby.
You're my mom.
You're a baby.
You're my mom.
Well, if you stop being a baby, I'll stop being your mom.
Well, that's where we compromise. 60-40. Me 60, you 40.
Whatever. Sounds good to me.
We already did this.
Yeah. So what's next?
And I gave you the option to pack your shit, but you know what? You stayed.
Because I love you. Fucking baby. Spoiled little brat, man. I knew what I was getting myself into. Though.
You only have the rest
brat.
Of your life.
I know.
So, that's all right.
I felt like I was going to die the other day, but then I realized Andy McCoy is coming in from Hanoi Rocks on the 19th, so I have to mellow out and make sure that
stay alive till
I show him around town.
The new campaign for the next 2 weeks is easy for Andy.
Is Andy on junk still?
Methadone.
How's he going to get it over here?
Novak.
Me, Novak.
He's going to bring his pills. Pills.
Yeah, how's he going to make, like, is he worried about, when's the last time Andy came out of Finland?
Well, he was banned from the U.S. for 10 years because he had counterfeit money, $10,000 worth. And then,
that's funny.
Yeah, he's like, and then there's these two immigrants coming in and they let them go. And then some lady gets caught with 2 kilos worth of cocaine and they let her go. And then I get caught with $10,000 worth of counterfeit money. I mean, where is the fucking justice, man? Let me get a Bloody Mary. I want it spicy. Very, very spicy.
Very, very. When's he coming in?
19.
Wow.
Then he wants to take me to Jamaica, man.
I think he wants you to take him to Jamaica.
Yeah.
I know. I know.
Is that right from here he wants
but
to
But if I film it, then I'll get my money back.
What are we gonna do in Jamaica?
Wait.
You probably wanna smoke weed, let me guess.
But didn't you say that's what he likes to do too?
He'll do whatever.
He smokes weed.
Big time.
Why not?
Why not? Because it makes me dizzy.
No, I didn't say you.
Same reason why I don't drink, because it makes me dizzy.
Well, if you do it enough, then it won't.
Well, if you smoke weed enough, it won't make you dizzy anymore.
Why would I want to do that?
Same reason why I wouldn't want to drink all the time.
You'll loosen up.
So will you.
Yeah, right. You're mellow as shit. You don't even know how to go, wah! Wah!
Yeah!
See? And you probably had fun.
Party, and you're drinking a framboise.
Yeah, because you're drinking a framboise.
I like framboise.
We'll drink another.
It's like juice.
I'll help you.
No.
It's like raspberry.
Don't say no to your husband.
Ooh.
Oh.
No means yes.
I'm your wife. I'm your life. That's what I always tell him.
Didn't Bam say he wanted to marry Novak?
Yes.
I would. He's more fun.
Ooh. Yeah.
But not right now. You're good.
He says that he wants to marry Novak because he laughs with him all day.
He's full-blown entertainment.
I'm sorry I'm not a heroin addict pillhead.
Well, if you take a shit on the street, Missy, maybe it'll be all right.
Shit out an eyeball, and then maybe you'll be more entertaining.
You want me to start shitting in the street? Will you like me then? Will I make you laugh?
Probably.
Yeah? Really? Just marry Novak.
Then I'll lick your ass right after.
Ew.
What? Bobby Brown said he'd dig through Whitney Houston's shit because he loved her so much.
Dig through it.
For what?
Bobby Brown's a fucking crackhead.
Because if she had a turd caught sideways, he'd go up in there and sort that shit out.
Turd caught sideways.
Right. That's what he said in an interview.
He was looking for crack.
In her ass?
Probably. Why not?
He stashed it up there.
Stashed it up in that.
He heard she had crack in her ass.
Yeah. Let me get that iPhone so I get a new phone.
Fine. You have to switch over to AT&T, though.
Why? Can I still have the same number?
No.
There's codes.
Dude, you're trying to get a hold of me, man.
There's cracks. You can program in, like, a code, and then it'll work with any service.
Do you know how to do that?
Me, personally, not, but I can definitely just look it up.
You know
what about Trucker?
Probably Googled up.
Let's have Trucker do it.
Trucker the dog?
Let's make him say rough.
Trucker, quit chewing on everything.
What's he chewing on?
Oh,
he's hanging out.
Oh, let him chew. We don't care.
Oh, they don't care. Oh, there he is. Yeah, good boy.
Trucker.
Good boy. Good boy. Good boy.
So what's going on with the movies and stuff, Bram? You got TV shows, movies, Santa
movies?
Well,
first of all, my name is Bam, not Bram.
Did I say that, Bram?
did I say that? Yeah.
Shit, I forget. It is Bam.
We're editing Where the F is Santa in New York right now, so I'm going back and forth.
Shit's tight.
And then Dream Sellers happening in September with James Cox in Baltimore. And then Ming Hag's just getting color corrected right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So all that shit's coming.
That's why when I see these frat boys, they go, "Oh, you're just driving around Westchester with your buddies." How do you know what I'm doing, you little?
Oh yeah. Do you have any bar date set for opening yet?
Oh, that's another thing. Yeah.
What do you say,
yeah.
June
3
1st?
Weeks and CKY is open. Over my dead body, they're not.
I really can't say we are. I know there's a lot of talk about it.
Well, then you'll see a dead body.
Oh,
me.
That's not a good idea, but. I mean, we do what we can. Where's Jesse at? Jesse's
I have an overdose with framboise and pills.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it doesn't hurt to die.
Anybody can
twice.
Open the bar. Just pick somebody else.
What? Who?
We want you to do it.
Think about it.
I want you to do it.
Who else would be a good opening?
Who else could
the
flip
bar?
Their guitar twice in one rock show?
Twice. Three, four times. I don't even fuck that anymore. Hannah?
Yes, sir.
Who else could be a good
Chad,
opening?
Chad, you're opening
on
the bar.
We're going to see My Chemical Romance soon.
CKY's got to finish the new record.
I'm seeing Nightwish tomorrow. Then I'm seeing My Chemical Romance the next day. And then it'll get me amped to see CKY open up the new bar.
My Chemical Romance will get you amped to see CKY.
Just because you'll flip your guitar three more times than they will.
They probably perfected it tonight, so it's all right.
Every musician's always jealous of other musicians.
I'm not jealous. I'm just not a big My Chemical Romance fan, that's all.
Yeah, but obviously there's a lot of people that are.
I think there's other bands. I'm not jealous of it at all. I'm not jealous of them.
Jessica, would you bang out the singer?
Yes.
Come always on. Ask me if I'm going to sleep with this person.
Because that's what people want to know.
My it's sister's not a whore.
I'm not a little whore.
Who says you're a whore? Would you bang him out or
remember
not?
Remember what I told you? I ain't sporting this thing around like a banjo. I told you that way long ago. I ain't sporting this damn pussy around like a
Whoa.
Goddamn banjo. That's what I told him.
All right.
Because he always tries to set me up with like
yeah, but it doesn't
Viking
mean,
skull
But you
dudes.
Didn't fuck anybody.
But you know what? He's in England right now wishing that you would have fucked, and you probably are too.
See?
And
She's
you know
in
what?
Love. She's
you're,
in love.
You're both sitting there with no sex involved. And you connected so good and you should have humped him.
You're it's, making her blush.
It's better to regret something that you have done than haven't.
Are you in love?
Anyway, fact? Singer of My Chemical Romance.
See, anyway, because I'm right.
Are you in love with your boyfriend?
I really love Josh.
You really do?
Yeah.
What if he is out cheating on you right now?
Then I'm stupid.
You're not in love anymore, are you?
Yeah.
So it's that quick.
So French villain fucked Gerard and then humped the guitar player for Viking Skull.
All right. Basically be a little Band-Aid.
Hey.
Why not?
Band-Aid for the boo-boo.
I would. Dude, if Christina Aguilar showed up today and if some other fucking girl showed up tomorrow, I'd fuck one today, one tomorrow.
Yeah, but if you're a guy, it's okay. If you're a girl, you're a slut.
Yeah, whatever.
But if you have
Boring.
The gall to admit that you're a slut, then you'll go a lot further. Becky goes to Missy, Delaware whore, by the way. Hi, I'm Becky. I'm kind of slutty.
First
and then
line.
She goes, wow, I like the brutal honesty. I like you.
Yeah.
She was Jewish.
Oh.
I was like, I like you. That's fine. But no, that was her like initial introduction to me was saying like that she's kind of slutty. But don't worry, I won't go after Bam. I won't go after your man. I'm like, okay, then be a whore. I don't care.
But she just lets know that fucker?
That's mm-hmm. what I was going to say.
She'll let anybody. She's the first person to wind up naked in the hot tub. And you know what? It's a fun-ass time. How about that? Ooh.
It's a good-ass time.
Yeah.
Ass time.
Ass time.
Yeah. It's a good-ass time.
Fuck yeah.
And you can look at it all night.
Who doesn't like ass time?
Hey!
Wasn't Hannah in the hot tub not that long ago?
Hannah's always in the hot tub naked.
Smashley.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
Wasn't your whole fist up her ass or
you
something?
You ate out her butt.
That was Colas.
Yeah.
There they are.
guys. Yeah, it's a day. It's from the Moxie.
Look, the Moxie are here.
Yeah, it's a day. It's from the Moxie.
It's Greta and Taylor, the couple of the world.
Hannah was eating up Smashley's butt in the hot tub.
Yo, get on the moik. Oh, there's no moiks.
Yeah, there is.
Where are they at?
Why don't we play a song and then we'll get the moiks?
Yeah, we'll figure it all out.
Yeah, I already know what I want to play.
Play something that I like.
Oh, God.
I want to play Escape from Hellview just to pump everybody up that CKY has opened up the new bar.
Sounds good to me.
Fuck yeah.
I want to play Escape from Hellview everywhere.
And I'll overdose on Framboise if you don't open it.
Frambobby.
Frambis.
All we need to do is fly in Darren and then we're good to go.
I know.
Well, we're in the middle of trying to finish the new album.
Well, you could always stop and drive down an hour, idiot.
It's detracting. We could break up right then. What if we try to play one
show? That's why people are going to want to see it.
But we have a fucking life to live. Not just one bar open.
Oh, you could cancel one night of your life to play the show.
Yeah, one night of my life. One night of every CKY fan's life if it don't happen.
Just flip your guitar and play track one.
Yeah, I would if you could, but I wouldn't, so I can't. Oh, never mind. Shut up, man. What are you laughing at? All right, here we go.
Intro this just like how you're going to intro CKY open up the new bar.
Thank you guys for coming out to Bam's Bar. This is, sorry CKY couldn't agree to come, so we're just going to play the CD for you.
Over my dead body.
Okay, here he is, Escape from
Ready
Hell.
Ready, Bam, Shears 28 Facts.
action, baby.
My God.
Now back to
Radio Bam.
Damn, whiter trash was going on the whole time underneath there.
Is that good or bad?
Well, good for me, bad for them.
Well, fine. Is it tolerable?
Sure, absolutely.
I don't think anybody knew the difference.
Well, then we're good to go.
No, everybody's heard Escape from Hell, you.
So the Moxie recorded a new song with Chad. Where's Taylor? Put on a headset.
Yeah, Greta.
Or Greta.
Greta, keep it on.
Yeah, Greta. You're the one with the voice.
That's right.
Yeah, she's the one with the voice.
Look, Greta, you gave me this bracelet, and it's been dangling ever since.
I can't believe
you
got it.
A lot lower now, dude.
What?
Where is it now?
Right there.
Shit is dangling.
I haven't taken it off since.
I'm glad
you're here. Yeah, Moxie, we're just over at Studio CIG, and
you're
working on the whole Moxie album. They cut another song. It's flying. Greta is a pleasure to work with. Taylor is a bitch.
Yo, Greta, I found out that you don't use autotune at all.
No, I don't.
Everybody
don't like
uses autotune, and Greta doesn't need it.
Oh, Greta gets so pissed off if I even come near like a button that like says auto.
Does Ashley Simpson use autotune?
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Does Paris Hilton use autotune?
I mean, honestly, everybody fucking uses it. You know, maybe Bob Dylan.
I bet you Paris Hilton's entire album is autotune. That's why she hasn't played live, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. No, I hate it. I'll check it. I'll check and see if you have it on, because I'll get very upset.
I have to prove to her that I'm not using any autotune, but she whips it out, man.
Sorry, dude.
We worked on lots of harmonies and stuff, and Greta's got a really high voice, so when I'm trying to tell some harmonies to sing, I'm
trying to like get the voice.
Pulse your way through it.
And somehow, out of all that squeaking of mine, she gets it real quick. It's pretty cool.
I'm glad you think so. I think it takes so long.
So, Chad, with Pro Tools, if I wanted Hannah to sing all the Moxie tracks out of tune, could you put them in tune?
The Moxie tracks are actually pretty hard to sing. Like, her voice is really, she's up there, man. It would be pretty obvious.
Because she's the female Timberland of rock and roll.
Yes.
Well, I'm the male version of rock, Bam.
Yeah, but what happened to me?
Yeah, where's my credit?
Yeah,
Bam. Where's my friend Boise?
Bam wants to play the rough mix of that new Moxie track.
Hey, man, rough mix is better than no mix.
That's true. I don't think they've heard it. What? You do it. We're trying to open these vials of
Fran Boy. Hannah will work on that. You work on playing this rough mix. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a rough mix.
Well, it's not that rough, but it's rough enough.
It's still rad as shit, though.
Is it tough enough?
Yeah, I heard it up the other day.
Is it rough and tough?
It's fucking tough like a fucking good cum. Good fucking hard cum. Make this shit. You missed what we were talking about. Like, weak cum.
I'm shorter than Jess, therefore Phil's cum was less than on me.
Phil's cum shot was harder when he had Jess than it was when he had Bam.
Oh.
So
you think that matters? Like, when a girl gets pregnant, no matter how decent the cum shot is?
How hard he shoots up in there?
Maybe I ate the wrong veggies.
Maybe in some way. I don't think it matters.
Maybe I ate too many Halloween snacks.
Does it matter if the guy's drunk?
It does. I mean,
it does.
Yeah. Does it make a half-drunk
woman? You have a half-assed ear like Day-Day.
Stop.
Well, what? Jimmy Clark was on speed when he had Day-Day.
That's not being drunk.
Well, he was on some.
Jimmy cracked corn, I don't care.
Moxie, what's this song called?
This is the Day. It was called Yeah, but I mean, I think that's pretty undescriptive and...
That was the name
It's not the chorus. So
now it's called This Is The Day. Well, this is the day that I grab another framboise and listen to this.
Woohoo!
All right, Moxie Rough Mix, early
rough
tracks.
Established Rough Mix.
Mid-album making Moxie. So here we go. Moxie gets all the play on this show.
Because I like him.
Kick ass. Radio Bam.
Cheers 28. Fucks him.
All right.
Expecting to hear what you're hearing, it turns out I'm the
Hi-Fi kids. Holy Lord, Godfather. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam. I'm serious, 28 faction.
Wow. You can still hear the metronome in the background.
Damn right. That's. Listen.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, that was.
Yo, is it wrong if I go to piss right now?
No.
It's absolutely right.
Let's see what Chad has to say as I go piss.
Oh,
Chad Sears Tweak.
So this is Chad. Oh, hi,
see,
Hannah.
Hey, yo,
how
what's
are you
up?
Doing, dude?
Oh, really? It's up to me now?
What was it like? What was it like, Hannah? You've been on the road with CKY for a really long time.
It's had its very highs and its very lows.
How many years were you on?
Since 2000, so 8 years.
8 years of touring around with CKY, wow. So who's the craziest in CKY? Like, who's the worst to deal with touring?
It was you at first.
Really?
You were a nightmare. The first probably like 6 years.
What would be the problem back then? Like, what was I doing
wrong?
You
didn't have what you wanted. So you just fought everybody for it.
I was a constant prick?
No, you know what? Honestly, not as much to me as was to everybody else.
Right.
Which is weird.
Huh.
To me. I didn't understand why I wasn't.
Give me an example of what you'd see me do that would be like...
I had to take 20 minutes out of my morning afternoon, to figure out how I was going to wake you up and not piss you off. To go play a show.
Go.
I don't know why.
Who ended up being the worst?
Darren started drinking a lot.
Ah, everybody's afraid to say it.
Ask me the questions, I told you.
Give him a shot of Yamazin, you won't be afraid to say no, nothing.
No, Darren's already mad at me. Apparently, I'm the one who started the whole fight, so...
Started it?
Well, I don't know. I keep hearing that I said something about something, and all of a sudden, I'm the problem.
No, you just didn't break up the physical fight. That's the only thing I'd say was the problem with you.
Either way, you're opening up the new bar, so it doesn't matter.
Well, that's to be debated here
on
Radio
it's already...
Bam.
No. Even Darren wrote to you... And he wrote to all his fans, "The feud is over."
Yeah, well, he did. That's funny. All
right, so if the feud's over, then why don't you play then?
Well, we haven't spoke about doing anything other than the record. So anything aside from that.
You're an hour away.
No, Darren lives in California, in L.A.
Well, let's buy him a ticket.
Well, aside from that, he's got kids. He's got, you know, he's got a record to finish.
Oh, it's one night.
Is it one night?
The show? Well, let's have two nights if people want to keep coming.
It's not really worth it for one night. I mean, how much can you really pay for one night? I mean, you were saying $100 tickets. That's not set in stone. Nothing's set in stone. Not even the date of the club opening.
True.
So, there's a lot to be talked about. And keep pushing the club opening back, and you'll have a much better shot of CKY playing.
Well, I know that I can't get the liquor license till at least June 1st, because we have to have a meeting on...
May 22nd.
How do you know?
Come on.
She's the smartest.
But without a liquor license, you could still have like a private party.
Still have shows.
Well, we
can
still have shows. You just can't have boot. Well, I guess you could BYOB.
Can you smoke weed, though?
Absolutely not.
That's fucking stupid. I can't go. No, we're not playing.
Do it in the tour bus.
You can't smoke weed in the back?
You'll get in trouble.
Dude, the lounge is the smallest thing in the world. I saw it today.
Hey.
Really? Is there a bathroom in? Is there a place for the bands to shit?
Not yet.
No?
I don't think so. I didn't go all the way to the back, but...
You think it's small because you have twice too many hamburgers.
No. That back room, you saw it.
You have hamburgers with cheese on it.
Don't start being mean to him.
No, I'm saying it. You want to be mean to me, I'll be mean to
you. Is there a shitter
for the bands at your club? Prick.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I also bought a tour bus so you could shit in it. And it's for the Moxie. You could shit in it, and it's for the Moxie.
That thing's sweet, man. That's exactly like what we toured in 2000.
I fucked in it the other day.
Nice work.
Really?
Yeah, and then I proved it to Boof, my aunt, because I showed her my boner. Gross.
His aftermath?
Yeah.
She was not pleased.
That's what
yes, she was. She laughed it off. Boof would probably die to see a boner.
Not her nephews.
Boof would die to see a boner.
Go bang around, Hannah. You're single.
Yeah, Hannah. Why are you so single?
Just boost my aunt.
So Hannah's been on tour with CKY forever, and he's had so many opportunities with fine-looking girls.
I helped a girl or two.
Everybody in the CKY tour bus is taken up, and we only have the techs on tour, and they're basically the band. They should be raking in all the great pussy that we get.
Because we're not allowed to take them anywhere, because somebody doesn't let any girls on the bus.
It's because Vern humps him up the ass and reeks the bus.
Vern hasn't been around for years.
Who doesn't let girls on the bus?
Darren doesn't let girls on the bus. Yeah, it's backwards.
Oh,
Darren doesn't like girls on the bus.
It's backwards payback?
Yeah.
Darren, well, what about on the backwards tours? Do you get fucked on there?
No.
It's because he's in a little van.
The drummer's supposed to get fucked anyway.
I know. I'm the only one in that band that can get fucked, too. Sucks. I'm like, I'm fucking
trying. Do some sit-ups to cure that shitty finish tattoo that you have.
Yeah, well, I'm working. Dude, didn't we just walk all day?
That's why we did it.
Yeah, well, I'm here. Still.
We walked to Delaware, and then, we kayaked to Delaware, and then we walked to Buckley's Tavern. Then I had to use a payphone to call Missy to come and get us.
Yeah, we basically traveled from... what the hell's the name of
Kennett Square, get it right.
Yeah, Kennett Square all the way to Delaware. 52.
How many miles is that?
82.
Probably a total of like 15 miles, probably.
We kayaked 10 and then walked 5. And then these dudes smoking weed were like, yo, Bam! I was like, yeah, yo, Bam, give me a fucking ride to Buckley.
Damn.
It was great. They loved it. They're passing an L around. You're like, yo, man, you want to hit this L? I was like, yeah, sure.
You're getting tar all over your mouth.
That's because white kids smoke blunts now, so you gotta flip it up.
Yeah, he wants to be cooler than the rest of the white kids.
You know, listening to 3-6 Mafia.
I don't know what the L is. I mean, aside from the train station,
some sort of blunt joint thing. Yeah.
The L, Frankfurt.
The L,
Philly.
Frankfurt.
Where's Fronzy boy?
Franz?
Yeah, he's looking sexy with his new haircut.
Yeah, where's the dude that... Never mind. Where's Franz?
The dude who ruined the hymn show?
Yeah.
He was in his moment there.
Oh, my God. We're out God.
At hymn's rehearsal room, and Franz really took what's like a personal concert to him, and we're filming it, and Franz is looking like this 40-year-old woman at a...
Yeah.
It's unusable. Like, they're zooming in on Villa, and you could see Franz in the background going through every emotion possible. Like, happy, sad, like, he was just like...
Oh, it was awful.
Like, so like, offbeat.
Smiling, crying.
And offbeat. That's what makes it the worst. Oh, my God, Franz.
Doing the Stevie Wonder.
That's amazing.
Oh, man.
With his long-ass hair, midlife crisis style.
He was. I said, what was up? Were you, that was really funny act. Like, were you doing that for the camera or something? And he's like, no, man. If you shot a video for them, you might be feeling the same way I was. Like, Franz, you shot 15 CKY videos. Maybe I do see him at shows.
No,
like,
you know what the problem is? As soon as Franz, like, Franz would be normal right now. As soon as a camera came in right this second, he would undo his ponytail, take off his glasses, and then he'd go like this.
Yeah, puff out his chest.
And he'd be like this. And, like...
I think that's a gay thing.
Well, he just doesn't know what to do with himself because he's like, holy shit, I'm on camera. And he's 38 years old. You figure he'd figure it out by now. He knows how to work a camera. We'll learn how to be on film, idiot.
Because he's always behind the camera.
He told me when he was in school, he took an acting class. Everybody told him he was a good actor. Like, everybody told me
he's
in school.
He's pretty good in Ming Hags. He did a good job.
How would kids who are learning how to act tell somebody else that they're a good actor?
I don't know. Maybe he's talking about the teachers or something. I don't know.
How would the teachers know? What film has the teachers done? That's what I want to know.
Bam, what was it like when you were in acting class?
I never went.
Yeah, exactly.
I never went to anything. That's why frat boys are so frustrated, because they go to school for 4 extra years trying to become something, and they have nothing to brag about, and they're frustrated that they're letting time pass, and they haven't done anything cool.
Is Dave Cox going to film you?
James Cox.
Well, whatever. He's a Cox, you know, we get it. But that's the part that sticks out, right? And we're talking about James Cox and his movie Dream Seller. You're going to play the role of Novak. You're going to act the part.
Yeah.
That's a full script, a real acting thing, not kind of a...
But I don't need to act because I've been around him so long that I don't even need... Well, I'd like him to be there just to tell me exactly how he did shit, but...
Do you know any lines from the movie?
I know every line. I've read it 7 times.
Give me a line.
Give you a line?
Yeah. I don't do coke, but give me one of the from the movie. Keep up, Greta.
Let me think.
No,
all right.
I'm there with you. I need 2 boys and 1 girl.
Are you going to play that character?
Boy is coke and girl is heroin.
Are you going to use that voice?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to be serious.
Yeah, I don't want it to be too funny.
So anybody ever recommend that you take an acting class for a movie, something like that?
Obviously, if I got this far, there's no need to.
Would you take an acting class?
The only thing of acting is I don't want to meet some girl who thinks that she's
better at acting than I am, and she has a big ego, like how the grind happened. Like, she thought that she was, like, more big time than me, and she wouldn't connect with me before we started filming. So I had to, like, look at her in her eyes. I didn't even know who the fuck she was, and it just seemed fake.
And the director has to deal with you Ponzi motherfuckers acting like that. Listen, do you feel comfortable acting? Who's your favorite actor?
Well, I like Jared Leto a lot because he knows what the fuck's going on.
Just because you know him?
No, he has a good attitude on everything.
What movie did you like him in?
Everyone he's been in, Fight Club.
Was he in Fight Club?
Yeah, he was a blonde haired guy that got his fucking ass kicked.
For a Dream.
Yeah,
Lord of War.
So yeah, he was good in that.
That's your favorite actor? Anybody older than him? Who would you want to take lessons from? Jared Leto could give you some lessons, right?
He already has.
It's like you could take them from De Niro or something too, right? No.
Yeah, but that's somebody that I would get intimidated by talking to.
What about Sean Penn?
He came over the house for 3 days. Yeah, he's cool as fuck.
Johnny Depp, would you take acting from him?
If you give me the time of day.
He has that kind of allure where it doesn't seem like
he'd
give
anybody. But he lives in the south of France, and I for sure am not flying there to talk to him for 3 hours.
You've been there, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Just skipped his house.
What am I going to do? Knock on his gate?
Isn't that what you're doing?
Yo, Johnny, open up, man. What the fuck?
Yo, it's me, Bam.
I got 2 Lambos down in Pennsylvania.
You never know, man.
Hey, will you do your impression of Chad?
What is it?
That
one from John and Peter's?
All right.
Anyone.
We're at John and Peter's, which is Chad's favorite bar in New Hope, PA. And there's this place right next door called 90 Main, and it's where all the Delaware Ave frat boys show up.
Well, they don't show up. It's where the club wishes they would show up.
And the guy was like, yo, Bam, come on over. I'll give you all free drinks all night if you would just come and chill. So I bring Chad over and a few other people, and Chad's smoking a cigarette, drinking their free drinks, and he just looks at the owner and goes,
thanks for the free drinks and all, but this bar, it's ruining our town. I don't know who I am. This bar makes me forget who I am.
Yeah, well, that dude, fuck him. I hope he heard me. I'll say it again.
Oh, believe me, he did. He didn't know what to do with himself.
He seemed that he was taking an honest opinion to heart, and that's good. Nothing changed.
It's ruining our town.
Yeah, but it's hard for people to just go ahead and say things.
Like, John and Peter's might not be my favorite bar if they'd fucking open a better bar next door.
I might not like that place, but I would have been like, thanks for the free drinks, dude. You're just like, thanks for the free drinks and all, but this bar ruined our town.
Yeah, free drinks. No big fucking deal. What's he gonna fuck me to?
Free apple martinis.
Free apple martinis. I bought you drinks, now I'm getting to fuck you too, huh? Bend over, Chad.
It's fucked up saying your own name, actually.
Let's track 10 it on.
Say your name.
Yo, Mark. Yo, Hannah.
Yo, fan of me.
I've met too many people named Hannah, though, now.
Yo, man, you idiots went down the most shallowest creek ever. That's why you're getting your feet all wet walking down through the rocks, man. You guys are fucked up, me.
You guys are stupid.
Man, you guys, you morons take the stupid way down.
You guys are stupid.
What do you want to hear, track 3?
Track 10, dude.
Why is it always track 10?
Because that's what I want to hear.
Well?
Resurrection.
Res-erection.
Oh, by him.
Razorblade Romance.
This is written for Joe Franz, I heard.
Yeah.
Especially if they wrote this one for him.
Hannah, intro this.
This is track 10.
Yeah.
It's what else? This is Faction
28. Rayman.
Rayman.
Yeah.
We're all up, faggot.
Yeah!
I don't know.
Alright.
Faction 28, motherfucker!
Yeah, into a slow song.
Yeah.
What's the time when I could breathe my life in you? And one by one, your pale fingers started to move. And I touched your face, and all life was erased. You smile like an angel. We've been slaves to this love. From the moments we touched, and keep begging for more of this resurrection. We've been slaves to this love. From the moments we touched.
touch my face. All that was erased. You smile like an angel. Slaves to this love.
April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877 porn bag. That's 877 porn bag. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
Man, that shit ended muffed.
That's the way the album is, dude. Because it just cuts
right
off. In the death is in love with us, and that's the way that it goes. So
deal with it.
Well, you have to listen to both, I suppose.
Don't twist my rubber arm.
I know what that's like. Putting two tracks together. Dress in Decay comes right out of something on CKY's last album.
The Way You Live. The Way You Live, and then right into Dress in Decay.
Yo, man, you got a Lloyd.
Lloyd. It's right there.
What's it like, dude? Hannah being Hannah.
We're 35 seconds over. Now we're 36. Now 38. 39.
No, that's not telling the truth. Never trust a clock.
We gotta go.
Never trust a big clock.
Yeah. You don't have a big clock, Hannah.
I got a medium clock. It's alright.
I thought the girls at the bar were telling you it was too small.
Ooh.
Maybe. That's a true story, though.
Yeah, but I don't remember what happened, though.
You said you went up.
You were drunk, and it was February, and you showed your little mini hard dick.
You showed your dick to a girl, and she actually said, no thanks.
That's too small.
Not like you fucking pig. It smacked you. She considered it and decided and gave you the results real quick.
Learned how to share.
Appreciate that.
It's all because of the size of your dick.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what they said.
I didn't get laid once again, boo-hoo.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Hannah's fucking righteous, dude.
Righteous.
That's what I like about Anna. He's fucking right. He's righteous.
Chad, dude. I know how to end this show.
With a new beer?
DJ Allen.
Oh, really? That's cool.
This song is the song that you're going to play before CKY opens the new bar.
Oh, wait a minute.
If you play this, that means that you're opening it.
Well,
fucking beefed.
If you play it, that means that you're opening up the new bar.
What do you want to hear?
You know what song I want to hear.
I Kill Everything I Fuck?
No.
Shoot Knife.
We Are the Real Rock and Roll Underground.
I'm not sure I know. You sure?
Missy.
You did that.
Let's hear a little bit of this one. What do we got here first?
No. I'm a fuck every day. Damn it, damn.
I'll kill
better than I fuck.
Which is true.
I'm infected with AIDS. I fuck every day. I kill everything I fuck.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that was decent. I like that part.
Yeah, this is the one. All right, let's end this. This is Gigi Allen. Was it beat, crucify?
Shoot, knife, strangle, beat, and crucify.
Yeah, Radio Bam Shoes 28 Faction. Listen to this, you'll learn something. Idiot.
Fuck yeah.
week. We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.